Mark Thompson is coming into town Monday at the Detroit Economic Club. 11:30 in the morning at the Motor City Casino Hotel. You can get tickets and information at econclub.org. He's going to talk about hyper-partisanship and the changing nature of news, which is pretty good timing, Mark, when you think about it. The New York Times president and CEO, Mark Thompson. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning.
We have all lived through all of that, and including the New York Times. And how do you react to all of that? How's that going to change? How are you going to cover news now in this what appears to be hyper-partisan environment?
The weeks following the election, the news has itself become the news. There's been this very lively debate about whether it's possible for the truth to get through. And I mean, one of the things I believe is that it demonstrates the real need, and I believe also a real appetite for properly researched authoritative journalism. And in the weeks since the election, we've seen our subscriptions growing dramatically. We've had weeks since the election when we've had 10 times as many new digital subscriptions as we had in the same period last year. So the first thing is we need great journalism now more than ever.
Well, you do, and you need to figure out a way, too, to convince people that have their own selective social network and social media that they, from time to time, have to check back in with the good old line media that is supposed to be double-checked and fact-checking and all of that, rather than running with what they see in social media.
I think that's right. I think that we're beginning to realize that if your access to news or what purports to be news is largely mediated through algorithms which feed your friends and family's perspectives. And if also, you know, in a sense, you've got groups of people, we've seen this on both sides of the political spectrum, who are assiduously spreading rumors and claims across social media which simply aren't true, that it's very hard for voters to work out and tell the difference between facts and fantasy. And I think that's, I would say this is true of both political traditions at the moment. There's a real question mark about whether people are really getting access to the facts about the world.
Well, in fact, as you speak to us in advance of your visit here coming up Monday at the Motor City Casino Hotel for the Econ Club, econclub.org, you are actually seated in the heart of worldwide social media. And I don't mean London. I mean in the back of a cabbie's taxi. Because
that's right.
The taxi driver can fill you in on any news you want anywhere in the world. Think about it.
No, that's true. But what's happened is, despite the fact we're living in an age where people have more access to information globally than at any point in human history, I think there's a case that actually this is an era where the truth is probably harder to find, harder to make out. There's so much noise in the system. And the gap between the language of the professional classes, the world's elite, and that of ordinary people has stretched further and further apart. And so, in a strange way, amidst this absolute plenitude of information, it can still feel like we're living in a kind of famine in terms of actual news and actual truth.
Well, and the institutional media fell prey to whatever the people who were making the best guesses were, the prognosticators, and everybody was wrong in this last election, and it looked bad for everybody.
Well, I certainly think I think that we're living in an era when a lot of the old expectations and what you could derive from past experience is being challenged by essentially unprecedented political events, not just in America, but in the UK with Brexit and in continental Europe. And it's true, I think, that many of the traditional expectations which political experts and journalists and others use to predict what's going to happen have proven not to work. As you know, I've written this book on the subject, Enough Said, What's Gone Wrong with the Language of Politics. And in that, I argue that it's a combination of changes in politics, the immense commercial pressures on the media, and the arrival of this new globalized 24/7 digital media these things all together have profoundly changed the way in which political language gets through to the public and changed it in damaging ways.
I must say, good timing on your new book, Mark Thompson. Enough said, what's gone wrong with the language of politics? People might want to pick that up over the weekend to have a better understanding on where you stand. Or if not, just show up, make your reservation, go to econclub.org and join Mark Thompson, New York Times president and CEO, this coming Monday at the Motor City Casino as a part of the Detroit Economic Club and their excellent run of fabulous speakers. Thanks, Mark, for being with us. Safe travel.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you.
All righty. You take care. Glad we got you on here. We'll run this in just a few minutes, in fact.
Excellent. Very good to see you.
Nice talking with you. Bye-bye.